David Isay has, without question, produced some of the most memorable stories you've heard on this program over the years. Yesterday, we learned that David has been awarded a MacArthur Fellowship. The John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation gives 25 people $100,000 a year for 5 years to free them to pursue their goals without worrying about money. MacArthur Fellows are chosen, according to the director of the program, for their exceptional creativity, their record of significant achievement, and their potential for still greater achievement. David Isay's first story aired on National Public Radio in October of 1988. Since then, as an independent producer, he has contributed more than 200 stories to our air. David Isay has given voice to people we normally don't hear from. You may recall two boys documenting their lives in a Chicago public housing project, the residents of a flophouse hotel in the Bowery, or a woman's final months before succumbing to the AIDS virus. We've met snake handlers, burlesque queens, fish vendors, Times Square evangelists, and a man whose life's work is building his own castle. Here are some excerpts of the stories produced by David Isay.
Come to the Sunshine Hotel. It's a lovely place.
Yeah, I didn't like the fleas in the bed. Yeah, I had fleas. I scratched all night the whole time I was here. Yeah, roaches on the wall. I mean,
it's a nice place if you're short of funds and you need to lay your head down for a couple of hours. We hope to make your stay pleasant. But don't ask me for towels or soap. We don't have it.
Now my death is right, it's sitting right on me now. It ain't gonna be much longer. Hey, but it's okay. I'm finished. All right, it's over. And I came out of it as a real human being. Hey, and that's all I could ever ask for.
Destruction, apocalypse. After more than a year in Times Square, the doomsday rhetoric and self-righteousness fuse with the unending sensory overload of this place. At times, it seems to me like a roaring, swirling Tower of Babel, and nobody hears each other, and nobody wants to listen.
Jesus don't like people with long hair. You're homosexual!
When I was 9, I knew where drugs came from. When I was 10, I seen my first automatic weapon, a Glock 9, two clips.
I see all kinds of guns. 44, 22.
Tex.
I saw rifles.
Mac-10s, Mac-11s, everything.
Living around here, you hear shooting all the time.
Like Vietnam sometimes, you might hear boogie, 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 boogie. And then in Vietnam, them people came back crazy. I don't live in Vietnam, so what you think I'm gonna be if I live it and they just went and visited it? Living around here, man, is depressing. That is depressing.
A sampling of stories from producer David Isay. David told us today that grant money will go right back into his production house called Sound Portraits. He says he wants to keep on doing radio, introducing us to people on the margins of American society, celebrating the poetry of their stories in their own words.